We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today we should be joined also by our co-host, Reverend Lolita, as soon as she's able to call in. And let me see here. Oh, it looks like you have. Hello, Reverend Lolita. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir? I'm a little late here.
All right, that's all right. I'm doing great. And we are not taking any chat questions today, as I just had a private message for one. Unfortunately, we are not going to be taking chat questions today. Now, if we do get anybody that we recognize in the chat room, you are more than welcome to go ahead and call in. Before we start taking callers today with one question apiece, one part questions only, please, wanted to make an announcement. There is still some time within this month before we get to the 31st. We are still running the special. You get 30 minutes for only $10 on our website over at howpsychic.com, and that is for private readings one-on-one. All right. Lolita, you ready to start taking some calls here?
Yeah. What's going on with chat again? Is something going on? Because
I was having a bit of an issue with the chat room, so I'm deciding not to take any chat questions today.
Okay, because I'm having issues too, looks like, but we'll figure it out. All right, I should be ready, so let me get to that screen here.
Okay.
All right, area code... 323-202, please state your name and where you're calling from. Area code 323-202.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Yvette, calling from California.
Yes, hello, Yvette, and how may we help you today?
Hey. I know love is coming around the corner, and I wanted to know what you're getting for me.
All right, Yvette. Give me one moment and let me see what I can pull out for you. Wow. You know, you get the, now, I don't always use the cards here on the radio, but today I've just kind of felt to use them. You're getting the Knight of Swords, which means that something really good is right around the corner for you as far as love is concerned. And not only is it just right around the corner, it seems to be coming up within this next month. Now, the first thing that I'm seeing is the 22nd, okay, of April. And I'm feeling this situation unfolding somehow in connection to the work atmosphere.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know if it means you're going to meet them at work or on your way
home
from work.
I'm doing a workshop.
Okay.
A little later, like around that time, actually. But,
okay.
Actually, did you say 22nd?
Yes, I said the 22nd.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a workshop around that time.
Okay, wonderful. Well, then you will probably meet them there. And it seems to me that they have a very compassionate soul, but they are a go-getter, okay? And they love to just go after what they want and get a hold of it, you know? Especially when it comes to stability, career, finances, that kind of thing. They have a very good head on their shoulders. They're very grounded, but also at the same time, very spiritually awakened and aware, okay?
Does he know about me yet? Or is it something that is going to be inspired in the moment?
Sweetie, I'm sorry, hon. We're only doing one-part questions here.
I know. Your deal is so amazing. I'm going to have to take you up on that offer.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
And
I thank you
for calling in, but I will tell you here real quickly before we let you go, sweetie, not only is love going to get so much better for you here in the coming month, but I feel that you've been waiting on a financial deal to break through for you, and that's going to happen within the second week of April, if not the first.
Wow. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to contact you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get on the mute here. I got my chat room open, but again, just in case anyone has any questions, but again, no chat room questions are going to be allowed on tonight's show. So you ready for the next one?
Yep.
Okay, area code 951-766. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Carolyn. I'm calling from Colorado. Thank you
hey,
for
Carolyn.
Taking the call. Hi.
Hello, Carolyn. No problem.
Hi.
How may we help you today?
Well, I see wonderful things in my future coming and so forth, and I'm just wondering if I'm back on track and headed in that direction.
Okay, let's see here. Well, as far as your spiritual awakening and ascension, yes. As far as your finances, yes. As far as love life, yes, but we still have a little bit of a delay with that one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sensing like that communication slacking off a little, but that should be improving in the next week and a half, okay?
Okay.
And then what I'm also feeling, is there a move that you're making pretty soon?
Well, yeah, that's all part of it too, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
uh-huh.
I'm...
Much better. Much better environment, honey. This is going to be so many other doorways for you. It's not even funny. Where you've been has been so draining, and it just seems like a brick wall everywhere. But this move is going to be just a blessing, you know?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, your mother or a mother-type figure is coming through from the spirit world trying to help you out with this, okay?
Oh, my mother is in the spirit world, so that's wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome.
Thank you. What wonderful answers. So you have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, here. All right. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
All right. So area code 916-424. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Greetings. This is Ebony. I'm calling
Hey,
from...
Ebony.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Sacramento, California. Wonderful. I know there's
Wonderful.
A little delay. And sorry.
No problem.
All right.
I'm sorry.
How can we help you today?
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to know about my love life.
Okay, sweetie. Well, number one, I am feeling your love life getting on track here around the 14th and 15th of April, according to what I'm seeing. One thing that I'm feeling a little concerned about, though, is that you have been a little too worried about it, okay? Is there this guy that's been creating somewhat of a confusing mindset in your life here?
Yes.
He's got dark hair.
I'm sorry?
He's got dark hair?
Yes, he has dark hair. Dark hair, he's dark skin,
mm-hmm.
like Hershey chocolate skin tone.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. And, wow. What about this other female that's been around him?
That part, I don't know anything.
Because I'm not seeing a relationship between them, but I'm feeling like there's either a distraction, like he's trying to get over someone still, or he has someone that he's been talking to, but it seems to be a bad influence. Like they're not really together. It's just a bad distraction and influence.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, I'm sorry. When you were saying 14th to 15th of April...
Yes.
Is it with this person?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I'm going to tell you is that you've been a little too worried about it. You need to release it and let it come to you. Okay?
Yes.
Because, truthfully, if it's meant to be, it'll come back once you release it, okay? And you've tried this before. You've tried to release it, but it seems to just bother you, even
yes.
when you're trying not to think about it. And
yes.
right now, it's just time to release it. You have to remain strong about that, okay?
Yes, you are, well.
And no, it is not good to reach out and to contact. You've been prompting him way too much, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So right now, I want you to work on yourself. Work on all these changes that I see going on in your personal life. And then when it's time, and by divine right, then he will follow. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. So with this person, is it a bad decision?
Well,
no,
sweetie, we're only doing one-part questions
here.
So. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You can't look at that. There's no bad or right in life. Okay, if you look at life that way, then you're really going to be hindered in so many things. You have to understand that what you go through, no matter what in life, is supposed to push you to the next step. And you got to have to really understand that and be clear upon that, that it's okay that if you meet people that way and you've gotten to that point, but you got to learn that lesson. And that's what Adam is saying. It's like you got to like sit back and just analyze yourself in so many ways. And you really need to start respecting yourself first. When you start looking questions on regarding anybody else in your life, that means there's some type of void within you. So honestly, hon, you need to really find out if you really love yourself first, then start asking questions. And you got to change your belief system. You got to understand that what is supposed to happen at this present time is what you're supposed to go through. And just know that if you believe that you deserve a relationship, it will come. It comes when it's supposed to happen. And if you're in a bad place, you're going to just attract nonsense. So really go in the understanding, how much do you really respect yourself? And then make certain choices and then start going through your journey like you were saying. But you got to really look at yourself. You got to find out how much do you value yourself. And right now you don't value yourself.
And what Rose is trying to convey here is that she's feeling that a lot of times you've ended up settling for less than what you want because you felt you had to, okay? But we're trying to convey to you that you don't have to. Each experience, good or bad, is a learning experience, and there's always something that it brings us to, which is that next step, okay? Each person we're with, each person we've been with, they always teach us a lesson between more of what we want and what we don't want, okay? And from that, we evolve and we grow into being that stronger individual. I sense that you have a great deal of love for yourself, but you're too hard on yourself, okay?
Yes. Well, wow, very true, very, very true. And you're right, I do value myself very much so. It's just, like you were saying, it's just a really tough journey, you know. And I, ma'am, I really appreciate what you're conveying to me, very much so. And, wow.
It's okay, we're here to help. I mean, our main focus on this show is to get to that next destination, not give you answers. It's giving you answers, but going on how you're going to change your life at the same time. And that's the main focus of our show. You can go and ask 10 million psychics if you want. But at the end of the day, you're the co-creator in this world. Nobody else is. And, you know, when if you got time thinking about somebody else, then make that time and put your energy in learning different modalities. Learning, you know, getting Reiki energy healing, reconnective energy healing. Just start learning to be more spiritual and think from your heart, not from your head.
Definitely.
All righty.
All right,
hon. Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Have a
good
one.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Matt. I know that you're on chat, so if you want to come on in, just let me know. And if you want to chime in into any answers, just write it in chat. Feel free.
And if
all right.
I remember correctly, it's a 921 area code.
If
he comes on.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Area code 510926, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Kelly from California.
Hey,
hello,
Kelly.
How you doing
how
today?
You guys?
How may we help you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah,
how may
so
we
my
help
question
you, sweetie?
Is, well, I feel like I have a ghost in my place where I live. I've been feeling like this for a while now, but I've been trying to do things to help mm-hmm. him, you know, move on. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it's really working or not. Could you tell
okay.
me anything about this?
I get two areas, the living room and then your bedroom, sweetie. Are those the two areas where you see him the most?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I do feel like you're headed in the right direction. You are doing sort of the right thing to help him move on. But I feel like it's not enough for some reason, okay? I'm feeling that there's something else behind this. How much have you done research on the history of your home?
Well, I live in an apartment building, and I haven't really done too much research on the land.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, the building is fairly new. It's only been around since the 60s, but I haven't done
yeah.
any research on the land or anything, so I don't
okay.
know.
I suggest doing some research on the land. This may be a spirit that was there prior to the buildings, okay? And if you'd like, this is a subject for a more private session, okay? So we are running the special, and you can take advantage of that. I do a little bit of clearing work myself, and I do have experience with doing remote exorcisms if necessary.
Okay, because that would be great, because he's kind of inappropriate. I feel him, like,
mm-hmm.
in my bed and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm getting that area as well as the living room for some reason. Well, ironically enough, you don't hang out in the living room very much. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to leave you with this one, and I do strongly suggest you get a hold of me through our website, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All righty.
All right,
okay.
Lo. Why don't we try and bring on Mary Lou Who for some reason? That one seems to be calling out to me right now.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Mary Lou.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, honey, how are you?
How you doing, hon?
I'm good. I would love a message from Spirit. I'm not...
Yeah. Honey.
Yes?
The message from Spirit's coming from a force that I'm a little unfamiliar with. Obviously, I'm not, you know, going to know every spirit that comes to me here, but it's a male figure from the other side. Seems to be pretty strong-willed, okay? Don't know if you really know who I'm talking about here, but I'm feeling as if you have a lot of progress that you've gone and you have made in your life. You're becoming much more spiritually aware and much more spiritually awakened, okay? And the message here is that you need to work a little bit harder on your manifestation when you're physically manifesting that of which you need in life, okay? And some of this has to do with you grounding a little bit more yourself, okay? During this time of ascension that we're all going on, all of us spiritual beings anyway, we need to be very mindful of being able to continually ground ourselves, okay? Because we have to be able to do that in order to keep our manifestation up. Another thing that I'm seeing here is a female spirit coming through. Wow, you have got like a whole bunch of them on the other side. And the female spirit still trying to send compassion and best wishes. And ultimately, I'm feeling, though, that this female spirit, is trying to help you out with a legal matter or something that you have to go through that might be legal to get to where you're trying to be. Okay? Hello, Mary Lou?
Yeah, I'm listening. I don't know anything about a legal matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any red tape you might have to go through?
I keep hearing that something about female and a legal matter. I just am not aware of it
yeah.
yet.
Okay. Are you trying to get back into school? Maybe there's red tape you have to go through to get back into school?
No, I'm not
okay.
trying to get back into
because
school.
She's coming to me and she's showing me papers. Normally when I see papers, it shows me legal matters, you know. But I'm getting the term papers, or I'm being shown scrolls of sorts. So there's a lot of knowledge here, and something to do with you're going to go through a little bit of a struggle trying to get through some red tape here, but it's going to be for the better because ultimately it's going to help you out financially.
The paper could be writing.
Okay, yes.
I think I'm supposed to write.
Okay. And have you done any research on publishers or anything to that effect?
I have contacted a publisher. I haven't heard back from them.
Okay. Then my suggestion is that you try and recontact them, okay? But I'm getting like there's a little bit of a struggle, but don't worry, it's going to go through, okay? So the papers could definitely be about the writing. If you're not hearing back from them, that could be the red tape. That could be the struggle, okay?
I might need to get a grant before I get to that level, too.
Yeah.
Or funding.
And that would involve legal, you know, legally going through the process that you have to go through to get everything done properly.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, Adam. Your energy is wonderful. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Oh, I love
that.
Oh, you're welcome. Somehow, you got to do what Spirit tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. We got Ellen 99 on the phone. Where are you calling from, Ellen?
Hi, Pooja. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ellen. This is Lolita. I'm sorry.
I am sorry, Lolita.
No, you're fine. I'm
calling to see, again, just like the previous caller, if Spirit has a message for me.
Okay, let's see here. Ooh. I'm connecting to this because I am getting something here about finances. Metamorphosis, if you can pull up three cards on your end and tell me what you're getting, that would be really helpful. I know you're still in the chat room, I hope. okay, cool. Hopefully he hears me here. The first card that I'm getting for you, honey, from Spirit here is that there is a balancing point that's going to be taking place in this month to about the middle of next month. This has relations to do with two opportunities financially that are going to be coming to you. One's going to seem pretty small, but it's actually going to be the best one. Okay. The second one is going to seem to be pretty large, but it's going to be the worst one. So the one that comes in, it doesn't seem to be so, you know, so good. That's the one that you want. The one that comes in that seems to be too good to be true, it is. Okay?
No.
So I don't know what that means to you. Now let me see what Metamorphosis had here. Healing.
Okay.
My first card has to do with money. Yes, okay. And he's still typing. Yeah, so give us one moment, sweetie. Yeah, okay. I am seeing that there is something you also might be doing from home here. Does that make any sense for you?
The home part doesn't, but you're talking about two opportunities coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what one might be.
Okay.
Can you tell me which one this would fit into? It starts with an initial J, and it involves some training.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that makes sense. Well, be aware that the smallest is the best and the largest is the worst, okay? The second thing is that you might be doing part of it through your home, okay? Not all, but part of it. And now Metamorphosis has something else here. Three seems to be a move up with work or starting. Oh, shoot, people are typing so fast here. Where did it go? To be a move of with work or starting a new position. Okay, so that would be the new position opportunities that you're getting. Basically he's confirming what I'm seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you are definitely going to have a move up with work, okay? You have to remain your strength, and I'm kind of getting that you might need to refresh your resume or your credentials a little, okay? Another thing that I'm getting is about your love life. For some reason, the love is coming up now. I'm getting the lover's card, so this year seems to be very bright in the way of love for you. All right?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
I think Meta's adding one more thing.
Okay. Well, wait for us for one more minute.
Did you see it? It should come to you, I think.
I don't see it yet. There seems to be... Oh, shoot. No, I didn't get it.
Well, I can read it in the chat room if Metamorphosis does post anything else.
Yes.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sadie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes, thank you, Metamorphosis, for your help and confirmation on your end. It's always a pleasure to have you here. You're a good, lifesaver there.
All right. Area code 937-260. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Katie from North Carolina.
Hello,
hey, Katie.
Katie. How are you doing today? And how is North Carolina's weather lately, huh?
It's been up and down, for sure, lately.
Up and down, yes. Okay. One thing that's coming through before you can ask your question, I'm going to give you a message here, okay, is right now your life is all about taking the bull by the horns. You got to carpe diem. You got to seize the day, okay? And the message in all of this is that you... I mean, once more, like we had for a earlier caller, this is all about you being your own co-creator in this world, okay? You're beginning to take the bull by the horns. You're beginning to put yourself out there, and you're beginning to see things happening. Most of what you're getting is not anything real significant, and you're getting a little bit discouraged because you're not getting the results yet that you're looking for. But I'm here to tell you, just keep doing it, because you are manifesting, and it is coming in. It's just not here yet, okay? What you've gotten that you haven't liked really wasn't what you were manifesting. That is just other, stagnant energy rejuvenizing itself within your life here, okay? And I feel that this one is about you really... maybe looking in other areas as well, still incorporating your expertise, but looking in other areas as well for your financial, okay? What you're also creating within the world now is a situation for your love life, okay? Too many times have you been hurt. Too many times have you seen relationships just crumble so quickly in your life. And you I feel you have lost a lot of sleep, a lot of rest, and a lot of good mindset over this, okay? But we just have to remain positive because the knight in shining armor is on his way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like you were cheated on in a past love relationship?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you, I don't want to say you caught them, like they have on TV kind of deal, but you caught them in the lie.
Right.
Okay, yeah. That's not going to happen anymore, okay? So that's the message there. The struggle is behind you. You just have to remain positive. I'm actually feeling that you are going to be able to stay where you are. You're going to be able to keep that flowing, even though you've had quite a few little tiny miracles happening to keep you afloat, okay? You are going to get the bigger stuff coming down the road.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I'm going to bring Meta on the line.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, I don't know if you can hear me.
I can. Can you hear me?
Wonderful.
Yep. Cool. I wasn't sure if you pulled cards for this young lady.
No, I did not. I'm sorry about that. I was connected with the show.
No, you're fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm here, so I'm able to do some readings along with Adam, if you'd like. And
wonderful.
I tried reading, and it's hard for me to read, and the readings come in a lot faster than I can type, so it's easier for me to call in.
That's understandable. Well, I appreciate your help on that one caller, so.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of information. I just couldn't type it fast enough, so.
Yeah.
Let me just call in.
Okay. Cool. Well, sweetie, getting back to you here for the moment, you have just been trying to really handle one day at a time, one step at a time, sweetie. You're still struggling a little bit, so that struggle is coming from you just visioning everything on your shoulders all at once. You just have to take it one problem at a time, one day at a time, and progress forward. You're doing well with it, but don't become discouraged. That's the message of the day for you, okay?
Okay. Because I was actually going to call in. There are, like, a couple people I've been talking to, like, relationship-wise, and I didn't know if any of those were going to go anywhere at all.
Okay. Well, one of them does seem to have some good potential. The other two, not so much, okay? But one of them does seem to have some good potential. Now, that's not the only one you're going to have, because I do see the three here. I don't know why, but I see three. But there is another one coming in as another great opportunity, okay? Now, I don't say this a lot. Lolita will back me up. Metamorphosis will. But the other one, not that we're gold diggers here. The other one, he's rich, okay? Buku bucks. He's rolling in he's rolling in the money. I mean, filthy freaking rich, okay? Palm Beach Island rich, you know, where Donald Trump is. This one, successful business owner, okay? I don't know why. I don't think he owns, like, IBM or Apple or any of those, okay?
Right.
But I get the message that he works with companies. His companies work with companies like Apple, IBM, all of the great computer places, okay?
Okay.
So, obviously, electronics, that kind of thing. And I feel that his companies not only work with the electronic people, but they also work with businesses, like other businesses, and supplying the electronics to businesses. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. Actually seems to be pretty cool. What?
I have a question for the caller. Any of the relationships or the people that she's involved with, do any of them work for the environmental or anything to do with environment or park or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay, because I have something here about the card is showing a lot to do with nature or environment. I was just curious if that resonates with you in any way.
No, I don't think so. No, nothing with environment.
You know what? I am getting that too, but what it might be is where she met the person. Did you meet him outdoors? Did you meet one of them outside?
No one outdoors.
Because I'm getting birds, like animals with wings, and it does have to do with one of the people you know. Okay.
Okay.
So they could end up working with animals down the road. Who knows?
Okay.
But I will confirm that I am getting that as well, metamorphosis.
I'm also getting a lot of water in her reading. There's something with water in her reading. I don't know what that's about.
Hmm.
Yeah. Are you Pisces by chance or an Aquarius?
I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Leo. So any of the men that you're interested in a relationship, are any of them water signs, a Cancer, a Pisces, or a Scorpio?
One of them is a Pisces.
Okay, one is a Pisces. Okay, maybe that's what's coming in here because the water, the card that I'm looking at has to do with a water sign that can be very, you know, very emotional, very sensitive, someone who requires attention, needs a lot of attention for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that applies to anyone that you may be with at this time.
It does apply to him.
He does
want a lot of attention.
Okay.
Yeah, and how do you feel about this person?
You know, I don't really know him that well yet. He seems pretty nice, but I really don't know that much about him.
Okay,
because this person is very strong in my reading and the cards that I've pulled out. I don't know how it's going to work out for the two of you because... you know, I don't know what your tolerance level is after a while for people who constantly needing attention.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Not too high.
I don't want to be the one to say it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how much tolerance you have for that. But it's very strong in your reading.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this myself. Does one of the men you know come from Africa or a place like Africa, like another country that's very airy and wild?
No.
No.
Everyone's from here in the United States somewhere. There is one that lives in Chicago, farther away from me, but nothing that far.
Okay. Well, it's not so much the distance. They could live, right there next to you. It's about their origin. Okay. And what me and Meta might be picking up on as well is the next guy coming in could be coming from Africa or have something to do with animals. Okay. It feels like the one that is already in your life, like one of them already in your life, but it could be so close now with this new guy that he already has the energy to be in your life. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let me...
All right, thank you.
So much.
Hello?
Yep, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Waiting on you, Loey.
Okay. Sorry, hold on 1 second here. All right, you guys, that next
Where'd Meta go?
He's here. Next caller we're going to have is area code 502744. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I call from Louisville, and my name is Gabby.
Okay. You're coming from Louisville?
Yes.
Okay, and you're Gabby. Okay, let's see. What would you like to ask us today?
Can I ask a general?
One question.
Well, no, we just do specific questions here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys see me being pregnant?
I'm sorry, we didn't quite catch that.
You guys see, me, if I'm pregnant or, it's close to being pregnant, something like that?
Okay. Well, let me try. Well, you know what? I don't see that you are pregnant now. But I do see that you will become pregnant and that you will have a beautiful baby boy, okay?
Wow, that's what I have been. The angels would leave me this in I had been dreams about, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been like a message or something, yeah.
So, yes, you will become pregnant with a beautiful baby boy who will love sunflowers, okay? Or will love just being out in the sun, so to speak, okay?
So, what time frame you think?
It's
a one-part question.
On this one really isn't here, but we are only doing one-part questions today.
Meta, do you pick up anything?
Yes, I do see a. I also see a boy in the reading, a baby boy, a child. But I also see a move across water. I don't know if the caller is intending to, move over, go to Europe or somewhere across water. But I do see a move with a child across water. I don't know if that means anything to the caller at all.
Mm.
But yes, there is a child in her reading, a little boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you in Louisville, Florida, sweetie?
I'm in Louisville.
Yeah. Is that in Florida?
I normally travel to Florida.
Okay. Yeah, because
yeah,
I get
Florida.
Know if
it's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much, you guys. A lot of
Thank
fun.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys. 1 second, my computer's a little slow.
I think our next one's 352.
No, it's area code 603-801.
Okay.
Please state your name. Hello? Where you're calling from. Yes.
Oh, yep, my name is Val. I'm from New Hampshire.
Hey, Val.
Hello, Val. How may we help you?
Hi. How are you all?
Good. And you?
Doing great.
Good. I'm good, thank you, and I'm glad that you're all well. I am calling to find out, oh boy, well, I kind of have two things. I don't know if that's possible.
All right, well, if you can phrase it into one question.
Okay, let's see. Can you tell me what's happening in my love life and career? That was one question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which person is mostly important for you?
Oh God, right now, kind of both. I know that's
Lovely.
Crazy, but.
Mm-hmm. All right, wow. You know, what I'm feeling is that you've been strung along for quite some time by this one individual. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. I said, okay.
Okay. And I'm feeling that the love life is going to have a turnaround. Okay. Unfortunately, now, I don't just give all good news here. I've got to tell you both.
Well,
the
no,
bad
I'm
time.
A reader as
okay.
well. You're not supposed to.
Okay. Well, I'm getting the end of April before anything in the love life moves forward. However, to touch basis on the other subject for you, which should be the most important, financially things are going to take off within the second week. No, hold on. Hey, Matt, what are you getting on timeline with finances here? I'm seeing April, and I'm getting the second week or the number two.
I'm getting a lot of number threes in her reading.
Okay.
On my end, I'm getting three here. But Val, there's a. The first question you said was important was your love life. But what I'm getting here, there's a gentleman that may be around you or was around you, but he doesn't allow too many people to get very close to him, and he doesn't allow too many people to understand what he's emotionally feeling. This may not work very well for you if there is such a person around you. He may have a lot of issues that he needs to take care of himself, things that he himself has not had closure with. And for you, it's like almost trying to break through a stone wall. It's very hard to penetrate when not only him, but when anyone does not bring closure in their life to issues that they may be holding on to. That's what I'm getting as far as love life. Your career line, it shows here that what I'm getting is also your career looks like it's good. It looks like you have the ability to do whatever you would like. I mean, you would do it very well. It's just that you're so focused on the money aspect of it because things can maybe be tight for you now. And when you focus too much on money, sometimes you push money away from you. So what I'm seeing here is to follow your passion. Go with what you love doing. The money will follow. It will come. But don't put the money before the passion. It's very important for you to be passionate with what you do because you're a very, very capable person. You have all the tools, all the ability to achieve whatever goals you'd like to achieve.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I will just say this, actually, and I was just listening to what you both had to say. Yes, you both were correct. The person, I don't know if I want to say stringing me along, if part of it's my own fault, 14 years. We were together as a couple for a few, and then we kind of went back and forth, and in the midst of things, someone else came in. We were not a couple at that point, and he has been on and off with her, and he and I will get together every occasionally when I'm in town, just kind of run into each other. It's been a very bitter, sweet thing, and as, oh boy, I'm so sorry, I don't know your names.
That's okay. I'm Reverend Adam, and you were talking to Metamorphosis just now.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Metamorphosis, as he said, the person is very tough to break through, you know, get into or get in. I actually do know him very much better than anybody, and he is a tough one. No doubt you both pegged that perfectly. And I, you know, don't know if he's finally done with the other female and trying to put closure to that, or if she is still around, or she's been in and out for so many years.
It's been in and out. But sweetie, I am going to go ahead and clarify something momentarily for you. What I was getting was the number two, and I can't really place it in the timeline here for April, but I know it's in April, and I was getting the number two, okay? So it could be the second day, the second week, but financially something really big's about to happen for you.
Okay, because I just started a new job, and as Metamorphosis said, I'm not focusing so much on the money aspect. I took the job as a job. It's in a retail, you know, in a retailer. And I absolutely love the job. I mean, I'd like to make it a career. I'm on disability and have been.
Are you working
so
with jewelry, hon?
No, but that, my family owns a jewelry business, and I did that for many years. So you're good. On and off for my whole life, right before I took this job. That's exactly what I was doing, basically, since I was 10, because I grew up in it. But this is a retailer. It's a common, you know, store. They have them all over. And like I said, I took it as a job. I'd like to make it a career. And I'd like to come off disability at some point and become a manager.
All right, sweetie. Well, two suggestions. Can you get a hold of frankincense?
Who?
Frankincense. The type of incense that's burned in a church.
Frankincense? I can.
Frankincense.
Oh, frankincense.
Yes.
Okay,
I want you to get a hold of some and the little charcoal disc that you burn it on, not regular, you know, I'm going to go grill charcoal. There's a little charcoal disc. Okay, you burn it on that, and I want you to take a nice salt bath, okay? Put a half a cup of salt, sea salt or table salt, into bath water, okay? And just relax for 15 minutes, and you'll be all right. And the reason for this is that I feel this is going to help you with your manifestation, okay?
Yes, I will definitely. So it's frankincense. Okay. I will. Let me just write that down. And it's in a just coal like form.
It's in a charcoal form. You need a little charcoal disc to burn it. But frankincense is a type of resin from a tree, known as a frankincense
tree. Okay, very good.
And it's
good.
The one
and
that they burn
part
in church for the prayers and manifestations to go up to heaven.
Okay, that's wonderful, wonderful. And as far as the guy I mentioned, do you feel that?
Well, so we've got to move on to our next caller,
so we don't mean to be rude.
Okay.
No,
well, we thank you for calling
you
in, and hopefully we've helped you.
Yes, you have. You guys are great, and blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi, good night.
Good night. Thank
you. Hi, you guys.
We got two more callers, and then we're done.
All right.
Okay, area code. Okay, they just hung up. Okay. Area code 217-714. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yep, area code 217. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, I'm Joe from Illinois. I apologize. I thought you said 714. I got thrown off.
No problem.
All right.
How are you? Okay, I hope.
Doing good, yes. How may we help you?
Wonderful. Well, I have a internet business just beginning. I feel like I'm in the right place. That's not my question. I do feel like I'm getting I'm not getting as many followers as I would like, which is, it's a client-based business, obviously. So I'm not really quite sure if it's my demeanor or what. But I know that I'm doing good work.
No, sweetie, it's because it's so new. Okay, you got to give it some more time. Even though it's been around for a little while, you got to give it some more time, honey, because it's a new business. And number one is always so hard to advertise and to get new websites and online businesses going because there's so much out there, okay?
Right.
But I get the message that if you just keep with it, it will expand and it will blow up to great proportions and probably become even much larger than you have ever imagined, okay? I'm feeling that this will touch the hearts, minds, and souls of many people, okay? Work with what you have. Show the gratitude for what you've done towards yourself and towards your higher power, and more will follow.
Okay, wonderful. As far as being copied by others, I do feel, a little put, I don't like it.
And so
I've been doing some work with myself to so that I can change my perspective. But is there anything I can do in order to just kind of stop that? I mean, I'm working on how I'm accepting of it, but I mean, I appreciate the advice you gave to the woman before. I do the incense and the salt baths and the bells and the chimes and the candles. But any advice?
Actually, I would do a hoodoo coaching with you off of my website privately for the 30-minute special, okay?
Right.
And I could give you some really good recipes there. But what I will tell you in the meantime is what you want to do is at the same time as burning the attracting stuff, like doing your attraction incense, you also want to do a protection incense, okay?
Right.
And you want to keep up with your sage, okay, your smudging.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Doing that this weekend. Thank you very much for your help. I do so appreciate.
Well, hold on one moment. Meta, what are you getting for her?
Okay, Joe, your cards came up really, really good. I see a victory card, which means that your business is going to grow and it's going to do very well. It's also saying the lesson here is patience. You seem to, that may be an area that you have to work on your patience. It also seems, I also have a card here that's saying that your business is going to really expand. And it may even go, for some reason, I'm seeing internationally. I don't know if that's possible in what you're doing, but it looks like it's really going to take off. But you have to practice patience and surrendering. That's the other thing here. You must learn to surrender, and it's going to happen. Now, I wasn't clear. Did you say that people are copying you? Is that what you're saying?
I have a certain style. I don't have many followers. People that have lots of followers are copying my style, and I feel that it's unfortunate that they're doing so when I am not getting any more followers, but yet they are. Do you see?
Okay,
so small at this pressure.
Okay, here's the thing. The one thing I would like for you, if possible, is to let go is the idea of a lack. There is no such thing as lack in the universe. It's all abundance. But when you think lack and when you think that other people are doing more than you, what you are bringing to yourself is lack because you're putting that energy out there.
Oh, yeah.
If people are doing or copying you, as you put it, you know what? Send it off with blessing. Send it off with love, because it will come to you. Your business is going to do very well, and of course, anyone who's successful, people will want to copy, and that's a form of flattery. So I don't want you to, you know, if possible, don't focus so much on what everyone else is doing or how much more they have, because you're really sabotaging. You're really sabotaging your own abundance by doing that. And it's really important that you become aware of that. In fact, when that happens, when you have those feelings, it should be as though a red light or a red flag is going up. And what that red flag or a red light is telling you is that your ego is saying, what about me? What about me? What about me? When we come from the ego, we make a lot of unhealthy mistakes for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You always want to come from spirit. You want to come from spirit. You want to come from a higher self, not from the ego. So when you have those feelings, be aware of them and go from spirit, wish them well, send them more light, and it will all come back to you. Because if you're going to send, if you're going to put out an energy of resentment or anything like that, you're going to get it back. But, Joe, your cards are good. You just need to focus more on that red flag or that red light, call the ego, and go to a place of spirit, and your business will just rocket, will take off.
Well, thank you so much. I was concentrating on my impression of, you know, trying to work on myself, and I believe that if I, you know, have an idea and it goes out there, well, then I'll just get another idea. So I do appreciate all the confirmation, wonderful, that you've given me tonight. Bless you both.
Bless you. Too, sweetie, and I do suggest that you get a conjure coaching from me from the website.
Okay.
I am running the $10 special for 30 minutes. I will be more than happy to give you a little coaching in that direction, and if you need any further assistance, then we can discuss that.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you.
Good evening. It's funny that going to the same thing what you just said. I think sometimes when you focus on what others do, we're not going to get anywhere. So really it's just being grounded and just smiling and just knowing that she started a trend and people are following. So at the end of the day, she's going to be blessed because she's put something out there that other people are doing and it's working. And you're right. She really needs to surrender
that. Like Adam said, she's really stopping her own creative flow when she does, hold on to that lack, the energy of lack. You're actually blocking, you're sabotaging your own creativity.
Yeah.
So it's important for all of us to remember, because I know it's happened to me in my life, and when I realized what I was doing and I turned it or changed my perception on things, the doors opened and things started flowing, and it was wonderful. But it's all about our own perception.
Yep, absolutely correct. All right, you guys.
All right, and one moment. For the link on the chat room to our website, if it's not working, please try and type it in manually to your next tab and open a new tab.
Mm-hmm. No, it was just misspelled wrong. That's it, Adam. So I put the
card. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
We're good. You're good. All right, area code 760805. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Jana, and I'm from North Carolina.
Hey, Jana.
Hey.
Hello, how you doing? May we help you?
Good. I was just wondering a couple things about, like, my love life, like, where it's going to go, where it's headed pretty soon, and, you know, because it's kind of up in the air right now.
Okay, let's see here. Well, Meta, I'm going to let you go ahead and go first on this one for whatever you're getting.
I see a lot of, the cards that I'm pulling up here, there's a lot of, seems like a lot of turmoil around the question. And now I don't know if it applies to your love life, you know, or something else going on in your life. But it seems like there's a lot of turmoil going on. Is it Jen? I'm sorry, did I get the name right, Jen?
It's Dana.
Deanna.
Deanna? Okay. Also, what I'm seeing here, and I hope I have the name right, Deanna, is that there's also a card here that concerns me a bit about somebody trying to take something from you that's not deserving. Are you in school? Are you working? I mean, what do you do? What is your career?
I am a full-time student, and I also have two jobs. But I'm
you
graduating.
Have two jobs.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything going on with one of the jobs? Is there anyone who's maybe creating an issue for you on one of those jobs?
There's really no like issue with the jobs. No.
Did you say job?
I mean, everything's going pretty. Sorry.
Did you say you have two jobs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
I mean,
because it's not coming clear. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, yeah, like one of the jobs I've been looking to kind of get out of, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it looks like you're going to do that because there's something going on with it looks like a job here, but it also looks like someone or something, like you're not being either compensated for your work or there's something going on there that is you're not really getting. Somebody's taking it and not giving you all your credit. That's what I'm seeing here. Also, Dana, there's something about, do you have an older sibling, like a brother or a sister?
Yes, I have three older sisters and an older brother.
What is your relationship with your older brother? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Actually, he's coming into town in the next couple of days.
Okay, because there's something also it says here that something about an older brother. So, but if your relationship is good with him, is there anything? I'm trying to understand what I'm reading.
You know,
one thing
that I'm seeing here is a child or children. Like there's some type of turmoil with child or children. It could be just your childhood itself. Like there's some type of closure that's going to happen there that's been needed. Or you actually have someone or you're dealing with a child custody battle, someone going through child issues right now.
I don't have any children.
Okay. So and what about your brother? Does he have any children?
He's got three kids, but they're grown up. Like, they're more
okay.
My age because he's a lot older than me.
Okay. Because I'm seeing the problem with someone's child, even if the child is grown up, okay? Because remember, parents always view their children, no matter how old they get, as their babies, okay?
Yes.
And I'm seeing some type of issue there, and that somehow you're going to be able to help the issue, whatever it is.
Is your brother, is he changing a business or is he leaving a business? Because, again, I see that in... Go ahead.
No, not that I know of. He's got his, like, pinky toe dipped in, like, you know, whatever they say. He's got, you know, a hand in everything kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of does a bunch of stuff like me.
Okay. All right. Another thing, have you ever thought about doing massage work or some type of physical therapy work for people?
No, not really.
Okay, because that's one field that I'm picking up on you would be great in, okay? Financially, it would be a very lucrative position for you. And obviously, that is a growing career in today's economy. And I'm also feeling something to do with real estate, okay? But those are two things that come to mind. So that's being driven by spirit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm more of a science person myself.
Mm-hmm. Science is good. Somehow I see you in the spiritual arts, okay? So just keep that in mind as you go through life.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to thank you for calling in, unless Madam has anything else.
No, the only thing I just wanted to point out in her reading, number one, I do see a lot of business opportunities in your reading. I just want to say that to you. Also, you be careful of the right side of your body, your shoulder or leg. I don't know if you exercise or run. will go to the gym, but you want to be careful of the right side of your body. That seems to be an area where the energy is a little low. And there's also a very strong male figure in your reading, someone that may not be very flexible in his thinking, someone that may be, kind of stern-looking. I don't know if that relates to you or anyone in your life, but they're very strong in the reading. And what I want to say about this particular person is that he has to be careful of his throat area for some reason. So it could be either a physical issue or the way he communicates. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that is what is in your reading.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Right. Not really sure, but I mean, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. One last thing I have to ask you. Do you know anyone that has passed away due to a very traumatic experience?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. Because me and Meta both have been picking up on trauma around you, and we just keep trying to place it, and we're having a very hard time trying to find out where it's stemming from. It doesn't seem to be anything coming as much as it's something that seems to be already existent or already past tense, okay? So there is a bit of healing that still needs to occur here. But overall, you are going to become very successful both in love and in finances. I even feel that your health is going to be fine, but like Meta said, please be careful with that particular side of yourself, okay?
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. All right, you guys. Let's make these. The last two callers, one other caller, call back in. Area code 502-472, please state your name, where you're calling from. Okay, I guess not. Area code 706-380, please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Good.
Hi,
good. How may we help you?
Yeah, I just have a quick question. Do you see anything happening? I don't know what to ask.
Well, first, what is your name, hon, and where are you calling from?
Marie from Florida.
Marie from Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. South Florida.
Okay.
Did you ever used to live in Georgia?
Excuse
Marie,
me?
Did you ever live in Georgia?
Have you ever lived in Georgia?
Oh, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, because that number is from Georgia. I was kind of curious. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, okay, Marie, and you said you're not quite sure what you want to ask us about here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what we're going to do is, we don't normally do this on the show, but we're going to give you a little brief intro as to what we're already starting to see here. Okay, Marie? One thing is that the first thing I'm picking up is that you have someone on the spirit side, okay, someone in the spirit world who is a female gender who's been helping you out for some time now. I'm feeling that you've been struggling financially. Things aren't necessarily the best for you. However, you have been able to stay afloat, okay? I'm feeling that you have one thing you're waiting on that might change everything and bring you to at least a little bit better of a financial situation. However, it only seems to be something that would work out on a temporary basis to kind of restabilize you. It would bring in the opportunities for other things that would be more permanent and more perpetual. Okay, this all seems to be coming around the timeline of about the 6th to the 7th of April. Okay, and then now I'm going to go ahead and pass you along to Metamorphosis and see what he's acquiring.
Okay. Well, Adam, I first want to confirm, I started to chuckle when you said the spirit, because the first card I turned over was also a very strong spirit guide that is very much around Marie, who's really giving her the strength to get through a lot of the challenges that she has been met with.
Yes. And was that part of the Temperance by chance?
I'm sorry?
Was that the Temperance by chance?
No, actually, I have the Hermit. So it's someone
who's
carrying a lantern of light to guide you through a time of challenges. Now, Marie, also in your reading, I do have. You may have been surrounded with someone who could have been in a relationship. I don't know, but someone that could have been a little bit abusive, or may have said things that weren't too kind to you, or tried to hold you back from going forward in your life. You try to always maybe. Well, what's in the reading anyway? I'm seeing it looks like you try to prove yourself or defend yourself or justify yourself. You don't have to do that, Marie. I mean, it's not necessary for you to do that anymore. I do have also in my reading the Temperance, which is also a very strong spirit around you. I actually have two. I have the male and female spirit around you.
Wonderful.
That is guiding. Now, the male that I have, the spirit guide that I have around you, there may have been an issue when he was alive with his head. There's some sort of a head issue. Could have been even a stroke or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it was, this person is very strong in your reading. Now, also, I'm getting here that there may have been three real devastating issues or loss in your life or lessons, let's put it that way. There may have been someone who even passed with some kind of a blood issue. What it's saying here in the cards, Marie, is that it's not like you can forget or you should forget, but learn to let go and move on with your life, because you can't change the past. The past is what it was, and we learn from the past. And the card next to that is a card of new beginnings. There are new beginnings waiting for you out there, Marie. And it's also a card of strong spiritual faith and belief. It's very important that you hold on to your belief. Marie, do you have two children, or are there any children around you?
Yes, but not. Yeah, they're just my godchildren.
Okay, because it looks like there were two children in your reading that are very close to you, or you feel very close to them. But there's also, is one of your godchildren a female?
Yes.
Okay, and is she?
A little girl.
I'm sorry.
A little girl.
Okay, now there's something with the female of your godchildren that she may be, I don't know, going through some sort of a challenge herself. She may need a little attention for some reason, but you're in their life for a reason to guide them and to show them that there is another way, and there are wonderful possibilities out there for them. But it's very important for you, Marie, to have that belief within yourself, because if you have that belief, you will pass that on to your godchildren or any young children that will be coming to your life. There's something about children around you. Are you interested in teaching, or do you teach, or something with children?
Well, not at this moment, but, you know, maybe in the future. You know, I love children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they seem to be very strong in your reading.
Yeah, I attract them for some reason, but I do not have any children on my own, but I do have, you know, a few spiritual children. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you are very good around children. And children, mm-hmm. young people, will come to you because you have a wonderful, you have a very gentle way about you. And you're not really one of that passes judgment, although
no.
you may have been challenged yourself with people judging you. But that's okay,
yes.
because, you know, you can't control what other people think or say. You can only maintain who you are, and that is very important in your reading here. Does
no,
any
yeah.
of that make sense to you?
Yes.
Marie, does that even, does it make sense to you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are exactly,
yeah.
you know, on the dot, you know, and like you were saying, I'm really trying because I really want to get out of here. I want to
go somewhere else and live somewhere else. That's like my dream, you know, and I'm trying my best, you know,
Well, Marie, it's going to happen, but I'm going to reinforce one thing I said again. You cannot hold on to the past. You cannot look at what what you may consider the wrong moves or things that weren't right. Again, there are no wrongs, there are no rights, there are only lessons. And when you hold on to the past and keep going over the past and you drag it into the moment, well, you can't create new beginnings because you keep dragging the old into the moment of the day. So it's really important to let that go. Let it go, okay. Learn from it, and grow from it. That's what it's all about. But your card does show here new beginnings. There will be new beginnings for you.
Amen. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that.
Do you believe it? You may be happy. Do you believe it?
You have to believe it.
Yes. I'm a very strong believer. Sometimes I have to push myself because, you know, the obstacle, but I am going to say to myself, I do believe, yes. I have to believe, yes.
Yes. I do believe. And it's very important, Marie, the language that we use on ourselves, you know, when you say, yes, I am, I do believe, that's good. And that, I'm trying to believe. See, when you say you're trying, that's like just throwing it up in the air. But when you say, yes, I do believe, and yes, I will go forward, and yes, there will be new changes, that's the language you want to use on yourself. Because that is what will resonate, and that is what will come back to you.
Yes. Wow. Okay. I can't wait. So I'm looking forward to that because I go on and I can help the others, you know, because I need to get them out of where they're at, the country where they're at. But I really don't want to stay here no more. It's time for me to go to a new land where people are waiting for me. Souls are waiting for me. I know this. But I just got to go in and take a chance and go against the obstacle, you know? So.
Well, I don't think you're really listening to what they're saying, though. You forget that. What you got to really do is really learn those lessons that you're in and forgive what Meta's telling you. You're still not listening to what he's saying. You got to just forgive. You can't run. It doesn't matter what's on the other side. You got to take care of what's at that moment right now.
You know, those problems are always going to follow you until you learn from them, until you face that head on, you know. And it's fine because, you know what, you can move and things can get better and they can really improve, which they will, you know. But you're still going to have those obstacles that you're running away from until you face them, no matter where you are. So, you know, it's all about listening to yourself. Listening to the problems that are presented to you, sweetie. As we stated earlier in today's show, you know, problems, both good and bad, arise up in our lives for a reason, because they bring us to the next step. They bring us to the next step by teaching us the lessons that they need to teach us. Through every experience, both good and bad, we learn who we are. We learn what it is that we want and what we don't want. Through every experience we have, that is the process. But honey, how are you going to know that of which you are without first experiencing that of which you are not?
Mm-hmm. On that note, we're going to have to let you go. I suggest you replaying what Meta has said and Adam has said, okay? Many blessings to you and good night for calling.
Yeah, I will contact you offline, okay? So I can talk to
him
personally, okay? I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. We got one last caller, and then we're done. Area code 502472. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, Samantha.
Hello, Samantha. You are my neighbor over here. I am in Lexington.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. How may we help you, sweetie?
So my big question is, by the way, I love your show. I think you're just doing wonderful work, and blessings to all of you, and God bless all of you.
Well, blessings to you as well.
I just want to know what I can do to make my marriage work?
Good question. All right. I'm going to tune in here. But Meta, if you're getting anything, go right ahead.
Yes. Samantha, that's a very, 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 very difficult question on some levels, and yet it's not so difficult. What I'm seeing in your reading here is that you're having a lot of sleepless nights. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of sadness around you, a lot of confusion. Samantha, I also see children. Do you have two children?
Yes, I do.
You
wonderful
do.
Children.
Okay, now that's, of course, that is really a real challenge when
there
are children.
They're the point of this call, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
They're the point of all this, of this phone call,
Yeah. Well, of course. Now, Samantha, of course, that's always a challenge when there are children involved. When there is no children, of course, two people don't get along or whatever, don't connect. It's time to move on, and you move on. But when there's children, that is always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do to make your marriage work? Well, Samantha, the answer is you cannot do anything alone. It has to go both ways. If your husband is not willing to work with you, and you just try it yourself, you cannot make him or anyone do what they're not wanting to do or not able to hear or see. The only thing you can do, Samantha, is to work on yourself, on what you can do to make yourself strong, on what you can do to see yourself in a totally different way. Because when you do that, you will not only be strong for yourself, you will be strong for your children. And that is the message that you will be giving your children. They will see your strength because they're in the middle of all this. You know, you're the mother, the father is the father. They love both of you. They don't know who's, you know, in the mind of a child, they don't think right, wrong, who's right, who's wrong. They just know that two people that they love and feel safe around, for some reason, it's not working. But you alone cannot do it. If your husband is willing, it can work. Now, I also see in your reading here there's an issue with either real estate or some sort of money. Do you own real estate? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Are you still with us?
No, it looks like she got dropped for some reason. Her phone hung up.
Okay.
Oh, well. Right.
Well, you were going pretty good there for a hot minute, Meta.
Well, I hope she got some of it, and I hope
She's back on.
Oh, okay.
I'm get her back in.
Okay, Samantha is with us, is she? Yes?
Yes, I am.
Samantha?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I hope that you heard, I don't know at what point you dropped out. I hope you heard somewhat of what I was asking or saying.
I think so, that work on yourself, and that if he's not willing, it won't work.
Right, can't do it alone. It's just like when two people get together to get married, they fall in love together, they it takes two. And it also takes two to make it work. It's not one-sided. So the thing is, what you can do is take responsibility for you, only for you. Work on you to make yourself strong, to see yourself differently. And you really have no control over what the other person is thinking or saying. I mean, again, it has to be the two of you.
You're asking if he's moved on. Okay.
I mean,
I'm going to go ahead and take over here.
I understand what you're saying about work on yourself, et cetera, and I think that that's invaluable advice. But if he's moved on, I feel like I'd like to know that, and so that I can work on myself in the most specific and appropriate way.
Okay. Meta has given you some very informative information here and some very good help for you. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I don't know if you just listened to what you just said. You need to put yourself first. You did not put yourself first, young lady. That's unacceptable. You said you want to know if he's moved on, then you'll work on yourself. No, ma'am. You work
That's
on yourself
right.
first.
That's right. You are giving your power away to someone
That's
else.
Right.
You must be empowered. You must never give your power away and wait for someone else to determine
right.
whether or not you should work on yourself. You should work on yourself all the time. You come first.
Mm-hmm.
But despite me doing all of that, has he checked out or no?
It doesn't matter right
well,
now.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Matter
because
that he
yeah.
hasn't.
Yeah, because
you could
sweetie, regardless of whether the relationship's going to work out with him or you're going to end up bettering yourself for other things down the road, you have to work on yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
because
but
if you're ever
going
to get anything very good and valid in your life, then you're going to have
mm-hmm.
to work on yourself regardless of whether it's going to work with one
on
person
yourself,
or another.
What does that mean, work on
okay.
yourself?
Working on yourself, what we're talking about here is you getting more in touch with your spiritual side. You've done pretty well at doing that, okay? It's also about you taking control of your own life through your own directions, okay? It's too long that you've been walking on eggshells because of others. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Too long have you been so worried about how your actions are going to harm or help others. Okay, it's
mm-hmm.
always good to try and care about others, to show that compassion. But in the end, who is number one but you? Okay,
my children.
Because no one, you,
no,
well,
you are
your
first.
Children are second. Okay, your children are very important and will always be right next to you on that level. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but you are number one because your children will not succeed if you don't succeed.
Don't succeed. That's correct.
Okay,
and you know. Like learning, you know, different modalities and get on YouTube and learn how to do a chakra clearing. It's just getting really in tune with you energetically. You know, you can get a Reiki session with Meta or get a spiritual counseling session with Adam. But whatever path it is, you got to learn how to do you first, honey. You got to. And everything else will change. Because right now you're not healthy for yourself and nor are you healthy for your children, no matter you may seem that way or not. Also,
mm-hmm.
and if a person has moved on from a relationship, you just really
mm-hmm.
need to put your head up high and say, well, it doesn't matter, because when you're going into another relationship right away, you're just actually creating more baggage. So does that really matter to you? Because at the
no.
end of the day, that will never work. Understand that.
But my question
that
is,
will
is
never
do
work.
I need to get a lawyer? Do I need to get a lawyer?
Okay.
Well, you're
going
to have to do
all
that regardless because of children.
Yeah.
So, you know. You're going to have
yep.
to do that regardless when that time comes.
Yep.
So it's
well, let me go into this here real quick before we let you
we got 2 minutes.
Continue here. Okay.
So
number one,
inevitable.
He
That's
has moved on. Number two, I feel that there was a third wheel. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
number three, regardless, you've got to remain strong because sometimes it's worse to stay in a marriage because of the children because it does more
so
damage to them
on?
In the long run. Okay? It is time for you to get a lawyer.
Who has he moved on with?
It doesn't
I'm not
matter.
Sure who they are.
You're, it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
No.
You're still allowing that person to give you that power. So, again, we got about 60 seconds left here, hon.
So
we appreciate
done.
You calling
I'm
if you want
to.
If that's
so
how you want to look at it, hon, we're just giving you some great advice. For Meta and Adam,
mm-hmm.
definitely, you know, like what they're saying.
The marriage is over.
Show again.
Get a lawyer and move on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for calling our show, hon. You have a great night.
Sure.
All right. Uh-huh.
No, I hope
okay.
she takes our advice, and I hope we've been able to help her somewhat with this matter.
Well, you know, she's overwhelmed with fear, and once fear
yes.
comes in, it
okay.
It sort of it doesn't bring clarity to anything, and she again I hope she heard us just suggesting that she
oh,
goes
yes.
for help herself. It doesn't matter about her husband or who he moved on with, because
mm-hmm.
like you said, she'll always be walking on eggshells. I mean, once you give your power away to someone else, you're really powerless, and that's in a very terrible place to be. I mean, she needs
she,
to be. You know, she needs to be empowered and take her power back. And you know what?
Yeah.
That may even turn her relationship around. You know, her husband
yep.
may have a whole new respect for her if he sees
yep.
that she's doing that. I've seen
that
happen.
I was trying
to
tell her that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to hear that right away. If you notice, at the end of the call, she just wanted to hear what she wanted to hear and nothing else. And
well, you know what? That's okay, because sometimes that's a part of their process.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's okay.
And we just
yeah.
have to understand that they have to go through that fear, because that's something they need to learn about, you know?
Okay,
but
right.
hopefully
like,
she takes our advice.
That's all fear-based when you sort of turn off because
mm-hmm.
you don't, you know, that's a big step to take. We all know we've all
yeah.
been there to take back our own power. That's a big step. That's a very
oh,
huge
yeah.
step. But it's an important
yeah,
step. An important step.
Yep. Yeah, hopefully she'll learn how to do
it's
some meditation if she's still listening.
Yeah.
Is she still listening? Yeah. I hope so.
I think she's still listening.
Always great
and,
talking
if you're,
to you guys and being on your
yeah.
show. I do
yeah.
appreciate you allowing me to share some of my readings also.
Well, we
love,
love having
love
you
having
here
you.
As usual, Meta. Always
yeah.
a blessing. So anyways, we always an honor to have both Meta and Reverend Lolita here with us. You've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been Reverend Adam Lee. Many blessings to all of you. Namaste and good night.
Good night.
Good night.